let that hour go. We're just about out of time, but we're going to take care of Lynn's question. And before we get to that, though, before we run out of time in this hour, I want to mention next Friday, Rosie on the House is hosting a first-of-its-kind business conference for our partners, and we're ending that conference with a focus group where we're inviting homeowners to come out and join us. Now, we've got room for 10 homeowners, couples, to come out. I had someone write and said, I'm a single woman. Does that disqualify me? No, not at all. But we can't stay there and say, we need 10 homeowners and you got to leave your spouse.
Right.
Hey, honey, I'm going to hang out with Rosie on the house tonight. See you tomorrow. No, it's for 10 couples. And here's what you're going to have to, here's what's required. You have to be able to be in Casa Grande by 4 o'clock because you got to be in the lobby by 4:15 to come over. The lobby's separate from where the conference is, and there's a little walk. You've got to go by the pool and through the restaurant, and then you get to the conference center. So Jen will take you over there at 4:15, bring you over there to start at 4:30. The focus group, it's got a nice venue of buffet-style, locally cooked dishes. I should have looked up what the menu is, but we spent a lot of time selecting it. Nice variety of items. You'll have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, confidentiality report. We're putting together some pretty neat things that we think are neat, but we want to know what you think. I mean, I can't tell how many times I say, hey, wouldn't this be great? We did, and be like, I liked it better the old way. You know, who moved my cheese? So we're. Well, this time let's do a focus group and see what people think. And then Focus Insurance paid for your room for the night. You'll get to stay at the Francesco Grande Hotel, the originally built for the Giants spring training facility. It's the hotel is shaped like the curve of a baseball cap. The pool's in the design of a baseball, and the spa's the ball on the side. Really neat.
Baseball bat. And a ball, yeah.
And there's... there is a golf course, but I mean, there's this huge sports complex, and they've got teams of rugby and soccer that come in. It's this huge sporting facility. I had no idea, but it was the most central location for the highest population of our listening audience and our partners. And then you stay over the night, and you can come do a live interactive broadcast with us Saturday morning. So it's what you. Email us at info@rosieonthehouse if you're interested in participating. We'll email you a Word document to fill out some information. Not a lot. We just want to know the age of your home and profession because and the location. We don't want 10 doctors. We don't want 10 engineers. We don't want 10 fill-in-the-blank. Our listening audience is a huge variety of people and a huge variety of locations. We want to make sure we grab somebody from each area and all different types of background and history. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're interested in joining Rosie on the House, and you can make it to Casa Grande, Francesco Grande Hotel by 4 o'clock next Friday and stay through till about noon on Saturday, email us at info@rosieonthehouse. We'll send you the questionnaire, fill it back, and we'll let everyone know by end of the day today. Saturday, August 15th, the selections. And we'll look forward to having a good gathering next week in Casa Grande. Let's finish Lynn's question, though, now, as she's been so patient talking about succulents in her baskets. Thanks for holding on, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Well, succulents is kind of a broad term, so without knowing which succulents you have, are these in full sun?
No, they're under my patio. Okay. It's called a rose something.
Okay. Well, there are a tremendous amount of succulents that actually don't do very well here. you're probably overwatering them, number one, if you're watering them every day. Is that what you said? It's been a while since you asked your question.
I water them every day, and then I sprinkle the leaves with the water.
My guess is you're overwatering them. You know, succulents... by their nature, they store up a lot of water in the body of the plant. They like to dry out very thoroughly. A lot of succulents, though, people go over to San Diego, they go over to California, and they see these beautiful succulents along the boardwalk. And then that's, it doesn't rain, it's bone dry, but it's 75 degrees and there's a lot of moisture in the air. So there's a number of those really soft succulents that just don't do very well here. So it could be a little bit of trial and error, but I would keep them in the shade and I'd start letting them dry out. I think they're probably rotting, would be my guess.
We appreciate the call, Lynn. Good luck with getting your succulents back in order. And that kind of the theme of the whole month is, you know, just that things aren't in great shape right now, but hopefully, I think we're probably getting close to past that. All this hot air, they say, brings the monsoons. We've had a couple sprinkles and showers. We're
saw a weather report
season.
Where Monday's in the 90s or something.
Nice.
Yeah. So
you know you live in Arizona when you see 90 and you're like, oh, wow.
It sounds delicious, right?
We were in Monterey on Wednesday, and it looked like you could tell who the Arizona family was. Eskimos walking along, along the beach.
We're at the beach wearing a jacket.
But we're past it, I think, for this summer. A couple more hot spells here and there, but
hope you're right. Hope we get some moisture. We need some rain. At least wash the plants off a little bit.
Hang in there. Your plants will revive. And if not, hey, there's
fall and there's new plants.
Plenty of local nurseries that are happy to help you.
That's it.
And Harper's Nursery, you will be there the rest of the day?
In about a half hour.
And y'all close summer hours?
Yeah, 3:30, 4 o'clock this time of year.